WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, taking it back out on the road. I have an extensive menu of delights for the summer. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away these instant lottery scratch-offs. The 50th anniversary still very much in progress all summer long. We're going to be doing that at a variety of places. I'm going to give you, this is the first time I have read all the dates out, because John Martin from the Maryland Lottery is going to be here. At some point, he's going to come out like he did at Costas a couple weeks ago. We're going to be at Shannon's Pub in Halethorpe. We're going to be at Pappas in Glen Burnie. We're going to be at Spirits West and Wilkins Avenue, right around the corner from the Maryland Lottery headquarters. We're also going to be at the Barstool Restaurant at Hollywood Casino on the 28th of June. The 29th, we're at Fadley's at Lexington Market. I think it's going to be the last time at the old market. The Beaumont in Catonsville in July. And then we are kicking off our 25th anniversary on August 3rd. We're going to be doing an all-dayer at Costas on that Thursday. And then on Friday, August the 4th, kicking off the Oyster Tour at Drug City in Dundalk. John Martin joins us after a long respite. Man, when I left you, the home run riches thing wasn't going to happen until June. We were like getting into the 50th anniversary. The Guardians were like a contender the last time I talked to you, John.
Oh boy, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess it was. How are you? Well, how's your May? Have you been doing things and swarking May, and you know making what? Things happen? What's happening?
Yeah, May is practically over, right? I mean, by the time many people listen to this, we'll be. Into June, and we're having a great time. Like I like to say, more fun than any one person should be allowed to have. That's what we do here, Nestor. We have fun at Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and hopefully our players have some fun along the way. But yeah, lots to talk about today. We've got jackpots, we got products, we got second chance prizes, we have winners, we have sports wagering. How are we going to fit this all into just one brief show?
Well, I'm going to start this from the top, and I'm just going to ask you, in all sincerity, everyone in your organization, and you've been running the organization for a couple of years, put a lot into this 50th anniversary. And in so many ways, whether it was the artwork and all the fun things that I've had and the nostalgia part of it and all of that, from your seat, and I know I've asked you the bigger question about this with in your time with me, we've rolled out sports wagering, mobile wagering, casino, like all that's happened in 2 years. But this 50th anniversary, this was a true lottery thing, had not a lot to do with any of the rest of that. To put this together last week on Wednesday, the 24th of May, was literally the 50th anniversary. We gave away all this money. From your seat, how's it going, the 50th anniversary?
A lot of people, as you've correctly identified, a lot of people have spent a lot of hours over the last 12, 18 months. At some point, I don't know if 50 years ago in May of 1973, if they thought there'd be a 50th anniversary, but eventually once things got rolling and probably somewhere along the, 10th, 15th, 20th anniversary, they probably said, you know what, this is going to stick. So, I mean, the worst kept secret is there was going to be a 50th anniversary. I just happened to be the guy sitting in this chair, and I got a new chair, incidentally. How does it look?
Woo! It looks good. I mean, office, whole thing. Yep. It doesn't look fully put together. I know we're going to go back to green screening at some point. But
yep, like me, not fully put together. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you knew there was going to be a 50th, and it was important to me that it was not just a, pop the champagne cork and turn the page. And so we've engaged our own employees starting in January of this year, making them fully aware and having them participate. A series of new product launches, both on the scratch-off side and draw game side. Some truly incredible promotions. The payoff yet to come with our potential Cash Bash anniversary in September, where one lucky person could win up to $5 million at a live event. So all this stuff takes hours and hours of planning. It's a lot of X's and O's. It's a lot of stops and starts. But I'm could not be more pleased and proud of our team for all that they've done so far and will continue to do yet this year.
I'm doing my 25th of WNST on August 3rd. And I mean, I've got all the old newspaper clips. The guy who was running BAL said that we had a, we wouldn't make it because we didn't have sports team. So it's like a lot of fun when you look back and say all the stuff that we've done for 50 years and all the archives and going through stuff. What's been the most fun for you? I mean, of all of it, seeing stuff. I had Seth on last week and I was asking him about the machines and the tickets. He said that a woman came forward that literally had tickets from the first ever drawing on May 24th, 1973. And I'm thinking, that's probably something you didn't think you would, that would unearth itself. And I have people reaching to me on my 25th with old t-shirts and things I gave them a long time ago. I've been inspired by watching your 50th to think, what's out there about 25 years of me that I don't know about? Has any other weird stuff come forward over 50 years that other than the actual ticket from the first night, which I'm sure you thought, that's gold nose hills, right?
You know, this is like opening up the time capsule that was buried 50 years ago and seeing what goodies are in store. You're right. I mean, it's far and away, it's the connections with people you never even knew about and thought weren't even there coming forward. Alice Green with the tickets in perfect condition, like if they were printed yesterday, that she has kept for now 50 years.
Scrapbooked it, right?
Yeah. And then Barbara Phelps Anderson, our home run riches winner of the $50,000 Ryan Mountcastle blast that she won, and finding out that she wasn't just a random player who happened to fall into it, that she is a lifelong diehard Orioles fan and was well aware of the promotion and knew the date and knew it as it anticipated. And then to have that game sitting at 48 before the first pitch, and then
I'm going to invite her out for a crab cake. Can I do that?
Oh, she's a hoot. You have to.
I'm going to invite. I really would love to have a crab cake with her because you and I speculated when you told me about the contest, and we sort of thought it would be June. And I'm thinking when she had her name drawn, she was really a long shot. They hit a lot of home runs.
A lot
to help
had to happen.
Because the team's just been really good this year. And that makes Barbara even – it makes us all happier that the team's good. Trust me.
Well, absolutely. And yeah, that day she was sitting at 48 before the first pitch. So they had hit two home runs that day. And when the first one was hit early on, it was the second inning, I believe, is when the first one was hit to put them at 49. Then, I mean, talk about the hand-wringing, right? Every at-bat after that – It's just a great story.
I can't imagine sitting there watching that. Oh. Like it gives me a little tickle thinking about it, right? Like if it were you.
Well, then I'll put it in perspective for you. 50th home run on May 16th this year for the O's. My beloved Cleveland Guardians are on pace to hit their 50th home run sometime after the All-Star break.
You're not making that up.
I am not making that up. They are dead last in Major League Baseball and probably – dead last in AAA, if you're to add it along. They are sitting at 30.
Well, that's why you didn't go to the game this week, John. That and other things. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and the gaming side. All right, off of the 50th, if you want to come get some free lottery tickets, come see me. I've been giving them away at all the above locations. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. I even wear the funny hat from time to time. We're doing the Oyster Tour and all that. All right. Sports wagering, you said you had some news. Let's start with that. We're going to go through the whole gamut. I know we had a big jackpot winner of $1 million this week as well. Sports wagering, where are we? I mean, it's involved in everything I see now. Like, we watch Oriole games. Ben McDonald's is giving things in the fourth inning and the third inning. It's here. It's real. And we remind everyone to play responsibly. But I know you have some news coming out of this. And we're going to be making news every month because it's so brand new.
There is news always on the sports wagering front, maybe not as earth-shattering as some of the initial launches, but right now today, going into June, we have 10 retail sports books and 9 mobile sports books, so a total of 19. We still have about another 10 or 12 in the pipeline, and then about another 5-6 outside of that are still need to be qualified. So when you look at the continuum, and it is a continuum, each month now we could be adding another mobile wagering location or another retail location. But I don't think the activity will really pick up again until the end of the summer and September when the NFL season starts and college football starts. And we're really looking at now the activity, the calendar kind of rising up to the level of expectation. So, you know, I would think again, by the end of this calendar year, at the end of 2023, we could be somewhere in the 30 to 35 range in terms of numbers of sports books. Again, today we're at 19. So, you know, a lot is still going to happen over the next 6-7 months as we write off the calendar year, all looking forward to, you know, even more great things to come.
I know you got great things going on. Home run riches is still going on, by the way, so I want to point that out. You have things going on with the State Fair later in the summer. There's all sorts of festivals. I missed the Brew at the Zoo last week. Can't do everything on a holiday weekend, but you guys try. You're out doing a whole bunch of stuff. Big jackpot winner this week. And, you know, I give these things away. And I was at Falston, and, you know, I had a winner. I had a $10 winner. I had a $20 winner. But I know there's a $10,000 prize in here. And every time I give one of these away, I think, if I do this long enough, someone's going to stand up and win a grand or take, like, really a lot of money. But it's a different thing when you scratch and win $1 million, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a different thing for the young lady. Let me go to my cheat sheet here. Breaking news in Hagerstown, a woman known as the Happy Dog Groomer.
And I like her already.
You can go to mdlottery.com for the full story. But here's a young lady who was a professed lottery player, was actually on her way to cash in a $100 winning ticket.
That always feels good, right? $100 ticket.
Always feels good when she came upon a penny on the ground, a penny with head up, Abe staring at her.
That you picked that one up. That's a lucky penny.
Right. And so she grabs a lucky penny. Don't get ahead of me on the story here, Nestor, but you know where it's going to end. She takes that lucky penny with her, cashes in her $100, buys a Cash is King, one of our $30 tickets, takes it home, starts to scratch with a quarter, then realizes, wait a minute, I have my lucky penny. Uses lucky penny, bada boom, bada bing, $2 million winner.
That's not a million, that's 2 million.
That's two of them. That's 1 million, and then a second one right on top.
What game was that again?
Cash is King, which is our $30 ticket. And the woman in Hagerstown is now going to be a very happy dog groomer. But you can hear about her story and other stories by going to mdlottery.com, checking out our winners, and having lots of fun.
Well, the Corvette ads have been running, and they're fun. And we've talked about my wife wanting the 67 Corvette. If she won the $1 million prize, she'd do that. The Hot 77 is also a 777, I should say, a fresh game. You had $1 million prize just up in Falston, where I did the show last week, literally.
Yeah. It could have been you. Well, yeah, I suppose it could have been.
Well, my wife, I mean, you know, I let her, I always say I want separation. I mean, I do spokesperson work, whatever. But my wife, when the jackpots get rolling, she's all about making that thing happen. Are we going to talk any baseball in this segment? I mean, do you just not want to talk about the excitement of the Orioles? Because not just home run riches, but you're in business with the Orioles. I'm not in business with the Orioles, but they are the business of what we do.
Yes.
Just a sports heartbeat. I mean, you're famously a Clevelander, and we give you a hard time about LeBron and this and that and the Browns and whether they're going to sign DeAndre Hopkins this week or not. But there's something about this city that in the last couple of weeks that only baseball can provide. The weather hasn't even gotten great yet, but there's a daily heartbeat. I'm having crabs at Costas on Sunday around the Orioles game. They're playing the Giants, doing the interleague play thing. I just have felt a different pep in my step. And I know you have a lot of Orioles fans in your office as well, old schoolers that work for the lottery that have been there forever. There's just something great about sports and this time of the year and baseball being good again and waking up every day and knowing what time they play and where they're going to play.
Absolutely. And you know, that's part, we've loved our relationship with the Orioles, our home run riches ticket, the shining jewel in that crown. And of course, being able to promote it and our work with all of the people up and down the O's network. It is a lot of fun. And there is nothing like having a competitive team, regardless of the sport, as you said, it adds to the heartbeat of the city. And, you know, baseball is still baseball, national pastime. It runs from now through hopefully well into October for people here in Baltimore this year. And you can't help but get caught up in that. And it is a fun and exciting thing when it happens. And we enjoy the success, and we're glad we're a part of it, little part that we are, but a part of it nonetheless. And you're right. That second $50,000 home run riches winner will be awarded at the end of the season. So this is not going to be tied to home runs at all, as Barbara Phelps Anderson's prize from May 16th was. We will pick another contestant of the game for actually the 163rd game, if you will. And that
that's a playoff game around here. There we go. We're playing playoffs around here.
We hope so, but that will be the second $50,000 winner. So stay tuned for that over the months ahead, but people should continue to enter their Home and Riches tickets into the drawing and be eligible for that second $50,000 prize.
You couldn't be any more pleased with yourself and your lottery that the winner was actually this huge Oriole fan who's a cool person and having a great time with it. It was fun watching her win, and I do want to get a crab cake with her and hear her whole story and compare notes. As I always say, my last name's Aparicio. Baseball's built, you know, fixed into my name, whether I want it to be or not.
You know, that when you do second chance contests like this, you always kind of, you know, shudder a little bit because you want to have a good winner, right? You want to have someone who really is enthusiastic, doing it for the right reasons, and that we were fortunate to have that here, and we'll look forward to more winning experiences for our players in the months ahead.
People really win. It's just like MTV was back 40 years ago. John Martin is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He has been on a little respite doing business the last couple weeks. Good to have you back. I know we're gonna work on the office and get the whole set together and stuff, but I want to get you out. I'm going to be doing the show all summer long. Going to be right around the corner from you guys. Got to get Roz and Doug and the rest of you out. We're also going to get some 777s to give away. 50th anniversary of the lottery in progress, and the Home Run Riches competition still there each and every night for Orioles baseball. Did I cover all the bases? Did I get that right?
I like what you did there. Cover all the bases, talking about Homer Richards coming out of that. I think we're in good shape. We are looking forward to it. And we will be talking to you again next week. I may have some other activities coming up in June that will take me away from spending time with you. But we have a deep bench.
I won't be lonely. I won't be lonely. I've been telling Seth, man, come back. Come get your medicine off that Pirates weekend. Because once the Orioles beat the Pirates for the weekend, that was all. Send him back when the Steelers come to town is what we need to do. So nothing better than regional sports. We got a whole triangle, Bermuda Triangle here, Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh thing going on. Hey, I appreciate you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Nestor. Take care.
John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. He appears each and every week around here when he doesn't send Seth or Doug around. Make sure you're getting out and playing responsibly in all the things you're doing. And if you want to play and have a good time with me, come on out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I have some instant lottery scratch-offs. I had a lucky batch this time. I'm pretty sure of that. Up at the local. Had a beer with Fancy Clancy Haskett last week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Also had Jay Ellenby on talking about Safe Harbors travel and our first ever trip to Fort Lauderdale back in the 1990s with Orioles baseball, as well as the Chef of the Year from the Restaurant Association of Maryland. Check all that out at baltimorepositive.com. Stay with us.